This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Well, I'm going to finish up my talk about this great, it really is an incredible cultural win we have with these businesses and backing away from all the LGBTQ plus crap that we're seeing out there right now. We have elite communists getting ready to purge another street communist, illegal immigration, emails, helping people move, all that and so much more in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, just to finish up this talk we have, because the headline, and this is from CNBC, this isn't Breitbart. Corporate sponsors are backing away from LGBTQ plus pride organizations. I gave you a little bit of the background as to why and how these corporations started doing these things. When you turn on the television set and you see a bunch of dudes in leather chaps dancing in the street in the middle of New York City in front of little kids, and then behind them there's a big sign that says, "Hey, Demons for New York, sponsored by Budweiser." And you look around and, wait, why would Budweiser do that? Well, I already talked about the corporate takeover, but there's the extortion portion of it, where these groups, they will come up with a grading system for your company, and they will tell you, you better get a good grade. And to get a good grade, don't think you can be passive about it. Don't think you can just say, yeah, I support you guys and blow them off. No, they're on to that game. You have to provide tangible things. Okay, you're on our side. Tell me, how many trannies did you guys hire last year? Oh, only 5. We gave you a quota of 10. Bad marks. Hey, how many gay parades did you guys sponsor last year? Oh, not enough? We told you $50 million was what you needed for an A grade. You only gave $30 million? Guess you're getting a C+. Now, that always begs the question from people as they're following down the logic in that, well, why would they care? Especially these big corporations, because I brought up Bank of America, we'll use that as an example, we'll stay with that example. Why would Bank of America care? This is a gigantic international corporation worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. You're telling me this huge corporation cares that the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, gives them a C instead of an A? What tangibly does that matter for Bank of America? I'm glad you asked. That brings me to a piece of audio we played last week. We played it for you a dozen times before, but it's important you understand how this works. You see, there's the corporate world that normal people see, and then there's the corporate world that exists in layers above that world. Now, I'm not acting like you're naive or I'm naive, but I'm even naive to a lot of this stuff. We all are. If, for instance, I brought up Budweiser earlier. Maybe you think to yourself, Budweiser is its own independent corporation. It's one company. They sell a bunch of different kinds of beer. They have some cool horses. They play them on the commercials during the Super Bowl. Budweiser. Budweiser was purchased by a foreign company, InBev. Budweiser is owned by a larger corporation who owns many corporations. You think about Budweiser, and maybe you think Budweiser is at the top of the organizational chart. They're one of the pegs down below, one of several pegs down below. So let's go back to Bank of America. A huge company like Bank of America? Why would they give a crap about some little gay rights group giving them a C+? Bank of America has all kinds of things going on financially at any given moment. I know a tiny fraction of it, as do you. There's all kinds of different loans and debits and banking transactions and real estate. The financial world is unbelievably deep, I'll put it that way. And at any given moment, Bank of America needs access to large amounts of quick capital to survive, to put it in the most dumbed down possible terms, if I'm running Bank of America, I might have a $500 million deal that I need to get done today. I need it signed on the bottom line today. If I do this deal, I'm going to make $150 million on the back end of this deal. But here's the problem. I need $200 million in capital right now. Well, I need somebody who can write me that check and will write me that check immediately. I need one phone call. Can I have $200 million? Pay it back 2 weeks. Sounds good. Beep, beep, done. Well, that's where BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, that's where these big financial giants come in. You may think Bank of America is big. Bank of America isn't a pimple on BlackRock's butt. And how do things work at BlackRock? Well, you didn't think B of A was only concerned about that C-plus grade from the gay group. You didn't think they were only worried about that from below, right? The pressure comes from above.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added 4 more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we're doing internally
Stop. That'll be enough. You automatically heard they even put numbers on it. Hey, oh, you need that capital, Bank of America? $200 million? You need that today? Oh, boy. I would love to, but I'm looking at your corporate board. There's 20 people on that corporate board, but 12 of them are men. We said we wanted 54% women. That's just not a good enough number. I'm sorry. And there's only, hold on, let us count again. There's 3 gays, only 1 black guy? Sorry, Bank of America. Call back when you've actually reached your quota numbers. That's how it has worked. And that's how, in my lifetime, the corporate world went from being completely non-political to sponsoring gay parades and Black Lives Matter rallies. That's how that happened. Back to the good news. Why are we getting headlines about corporate sponsors backing away from this stuff? Because believe it or not, you and I collectively are more powerful than the BlackRocks of the world. What happened was we finally developed teeth. We finally dropped the lameness we used to say, we're better than that. I don't do boycotts. And we finally started understanding that anti-communism has to be aggressive. You cannot be passive with communists because, as Solzhenitsyn said, all they understand is the big fist. So when corporations spit in your face, when corporations violate your values with your money, you punish them for it. And not only do you punish them for it, now because of social media, you do it publicly. You punish them and then you savage them publicly. These corporations track all that stuff. And businesses, these big companies, started to see their business go down and down and down because you stopped putting up with it. This is a win for you. And maybe you feel like you're too small, that it's not a win for you. No, every single one of us collectively, with our buying power, we are more powerful than any financial giant. We're more powerful than any human rights campaign gay group. We are more powerful than that. These businesses can't afford. Disney can't afford. I know they haven't signaled that they're going to back away from it yet, but even a company the size of Disney cannot afford to have a multi-million dollar flop at the box office every single year because they filled it up with a bunch of gay feminist crap. They just did it with that Snow White movie. I don't know the final number. I know it was, I think it's a couple, $200-300 million they lost on it. They spent it on the movie. It was supposed to do this much, but they put so much, I don't need no man. We don't need none of this. They put so much of that crap in there. You stayed home. Maybe you don't feel like you did anything. not going to the movies. Kids wanted to see it. Maybe you have a daughter. Every daughter grows up, reads the story of Snow White or watches the old cartoon Snow White. I know maybe she was probably in your ear. And believe me, I know. It's hard to say no, especially to women. My wife looks at me with those puppy dog eyes. Okay, whatever. I know. For a daughter, I tell you, I thank God every day he didn't give me a daughter. Because I know she would own me. I know she would own me. I fully acknowledge that a daughter would own me. If you looked at your daughter in the face and you said no, you did something good for your country. It might not feel like that. Maybe you had to fight through some tears and a temper tantrum. You did something good. Good for you. Celebrate wins where we get them. We'll get to immigration and we'll get to the streets versus the elites. I want to talk about moving and emails. First, I want to talk to you about how bad your back's going to hurt if you help somebody move. Listen, I've moved a lot in my life, and that's probably why I take Relief Factor every day now. Relief Factor, it's wonderful because it's natural. I hate drugs. You know that. I'm not talking about, you know, crack, although I guess I hate crack too. I'm talking about pharmaceutical drugs. I don't want to take that stuff. I avoid it as much as I possibly can. So what do you do for pain? You just ignore it, tough it out? Or do you take something to mask it? Shouldn't do that. Stop liquefying your kidneys. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free supplement. It'll stop masking it and actually attack the root cause of it. It's the inflammation that your body's already trying to fight. Let Relief Factor take the pain out of your life. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and just try it for 3 weeks. If you don't like it, don't ever order anymore. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And we're going to get to helping people move here in just a second. But I have to get to this email. We'll do a few emails, but I should have done this one early on. One thing that's fascinating, and it doesn't bother me because I'm a sociopath, but one thing that's fascinating is no matter what you say, you will offend somebody. Now, that doesn't bother me. It's never bothered me. I never cared about offending people. It doesn't bother me. But you could say, I prefer the red Skittles over the yellow Skittles. And if the show is large enough, if you have a large enough platform, you will get at least one email of somebody who is angry about it. I know you think I'm crazy, but you will. Last night I did some analogy. I was talking about commies and how you have to give, you have to disincentivize them in some way because they can't help themselves. And I made a comparison to Fred. You know, if I want Fred to stop grabbing food table scraps off the floor, I might have to whip him with the newspaper. That's what I said last night. It was just kind of an offhanded comment. Listen to this. Your comment at 12:16 a.m. Dude even wrote it down, or lady, I don't even know. Dude even wrote it down at 12:16 a.m. that you hit your, by the way, you're up late, they hit your dog with a newspaper to punish him for grabbing a French fry is disgusting. How about disciplining your kids not to throw food on the floor? and then they go on. It's people like you that give conservatives a bad name, cruel and ignorant. I used to watch your show occasionally, but no more. And more, I'm sure, I will make sure others don't. Yes, you definitely seem like the type of person who has a lot of influence over other people. Sure, I'm sure they look to you for leadership. Anyway, conservatives are allowed to have a heart and be good people. Your comment shows your true personality, which I find disgusting. You should not be allowed to own any animals. And I'm concerned about your pets and children. I'm concerned about my children, too. They keep stealing my chips. Don't bother replying. I love the, I can't believe, I'm glad he threw that one in, Chris. I was just ready to type out a response. Don't bother replying. I never want to hear your voice again. Animal abuse is rabid in our country, and your comment gives people that green light to do worse things when they have a free pass from you. And this is maybe my favorite part. My next comments are going to your advertisers. Whoa. Whoa. Okay, so a couple things. One, don't act like you're not still listening. You're still listening. You're typing up a new hate email as we speak. That's one. Okay, one. Two, if you would ever want to call and complain to the advertisers, I have great news. I give out the contact number every time I read an ad. So you can call, and you should. You should tell them exactly what you think about me. And let me know how that goes. Shoot me an email afterwards, and let me know how that goes. Let me know how they respond. Finally, my final point on this is this. People, and I don't know whether this is a people thing or more of a modern era because of the social media era. I don't know what this is, but people really have turned into these terrible controlling bullies. And I don't understand it because I'm not like that. I've never seen somebody say something, even someone I hate or something I dislike, and said, it's never even occurred to me to call that person or send that person an email and say, stop doing that. You stop doing. In fact, I'm going to try to make you stop doing that. I'm going to call some. You have some problems, buddy. Real, real problems. Don't ever, ever try to tell me what to say or what not to say. It will never work. In fact, the opposite works with me. I'm just petty enough. I had a guy, listener to the show, actually. They're trying to take out Ron DeSantis in Florida. All the dirty rhinos and Democrats trying to take out Ron DeSantis in Florida. And it's kind of a Florida story more than a national story. And it wasn't something that super caught my interest because he's about to be termed out. So I just never really dug into it on the radio. This dude tried to bully me into it. I guess you're not even going to, don't have the guts to say something about. No, you don't understand. Because you just tried to tell me what to say, now I'll never say it. Now, I will never, in fact, that little 30-second snippet I just did is the only time I will ever mention that story on this show, and it's specifically because one person tried to tell me to talk about it. That's how against being controlled I am. That you could look, you probably won't ever get a chance to talk to him, and lucky for you, ask Jewish producer Chris if you ever talk to him, or Corey if you ever talk to him, about how I respond when anybody tells me I'm not allowed to say something. If you tell me I'm not allowed to say it, I will say it 20 times just to teach you a lesson. And if you try to demand I say it, I will never, ever say it, ever. It will never, ever happen. Do not try to control me. I don't try to control you. I don't want to control you. That's what's weird. Even if I could, even if I had the power in my hands, I still wouldn't. What, Chris? What? Figures. What a Chris thing to say. You know what Chris just said? He said, you should never give us a raise. These mind games don't work on me, Chris. Anyway, I just talked about slapping your dog with the newspaper, buddy. You never whipped a puppy with the newspaper before? What a loser. Have you bought your gold? You heard what they said. You heard what Scott Bessent said today?
So we're negotiating with a lot of different interests. Some of the European countries have put on an unfair digital service tax on our big internet provider.
Yeah, they're adjusting things. A lot of things being adjusted trade-wise. China, you've seen what it's done to the market. What have you done? What have you done specifically to make sure your retirement is not going to be affected? Have you gotten a hold of Goldco? Or is your plan to just cross your fingers? I don't want you, and I'd never ask you to do anything radical or anything crazy or anything I haven't done. I have picked up the phone and I have called Goldco, and I have done this. I have ordered gold. I have ordered precious metals. I have done it because I believe in protecting what I've earned. Have you? Let them make it part of your retirement. Not all your retirement. I didn't tell you to go become Fort Knox. Part of your retirement so you don't lose everything. You could qualify for 15 grand in bonus silver. Call them. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. All right, now we'll get to the elite communists versus the streets and helping people move. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Tuesday. I will get to the immigration stuff, hopefully, probably here in just a few minutes. First, I had to, whoop, I just dropped my pen. Chris, I hope the audience couldn't hear that. They could. Okay, I'm sorry. I know it's loud. What do you want me to do? Okay, it's a high quality pen. We already talked about this. We're not going to talk about the breaking of it. Anyway, I fixed it. That's what, when you're handy like I am, you fix things. I fixed the pen. It's worked even better ever since. My pen is better than yours. That's all. Now, there's a headline out of the New York Post. More than a third of Americans secretly hate being asked to help with moving. And I just felt like this was an opportunity, okay? More than a third of Americans secretly hate being asked to help with moving. I have offered before, or at least I've brought up on the show, a business idea. And every time I read an article like this, it leads me to believe that my business idea would be lucrative. And my business idea was simply this. Remember this one, Chris? You have a hard time being a jerk. I am a natural jerk. That's how I was raised. Hire me, I'll handle it. The last time we had this conversation, it was about relatives bringing bad food items to different holidays, Christmas or bar mitzvahs, Chris, or whatever it may be. You don't want to say anything about Aunt Peggy's green bean casserole. It'll be rude, she'll be offended, and I get that. Get me. I'll step in. I'll let her know it's rancid trash. That's why there's one courtesy scoop out of it. Everyone hates it. And in fact, they hate you for bringing it. So bring something better. Don't come next year. I can handle that for you. I'm happy to handle that for you. That's the beauty of being somebody without any, a sadist is probably what you'd call me. I don't know. Narcissist is probably more. Narcissistic sociopath, I think, is what my mentor Michael Berry calls me. Something like that. There are benefits to it. As far as more than a third of Americans secretly hate being asked to help with moving, 100% of the people hate asked to help. Nobody wants to help you move. Nobody does. I'm an expert in moving, you see, because we were always flipping houses trying to make some money. 10 houses in 10 years. That's not even all the moves. That's just the most concentrated example. 10 houses in 10 years. And this is without professional movers. Remember, we didn't have the money for that. That means me, my father, my mother, and my sister packing up the entire house, everything, refrigerators, washer, dryer, everything, every year for a decade. Loading it up into a U-Haul. No professional movers, no nothing. Loading it up in a U-Haul, taking it to your new home, unloading everything. I've moved more times than you can count in your lifetime. And you know what my answer is to everybody who asks me to help them move today? No. That's my answer. Hey, will you help me move? No. No, but I really need it. Great. Answer still no. Oh, but this is important. No. Oh, but Jesse, what if it was your mother or something like that? Well, the answer would still be no, but I would step in and, well, no, but I'll tell you what, I'll find you a mover or something like that. If it was my mom or my sister or somebody, I wouldn't just leave the no, but for virtually everyone else, including my best friends, the answer is simply no. I'm not moving anymore. I'm not hauling any crap anymore. I'm not moving out of my house. We've actually discussed it before. Hey, what if we sold the house? I wonder if we could make any money. I wonder if we could move across town. I wonder if we could move here. And you know what we come back to every single time? I don't want to pack. I don't want to pack the stuff. I don't want to move. I'm not moving me. And so I'm not moving you. And this is Jesse Kelly's jerk service is going to become, I'm telling you, this is going to become, maybe I should Chris, we'll come up with a new name. That's a very good point. Jesse Kelly's jerk service is definitely not the name we're going to go with. Either way, that's a placeholder name for this point, at this point in time. I'm going to make millions and millions of dollars. Hire me. And I'll be the one. When your friend texts you, hey, I got a six pack of beer in it for you. You want to help me move this Saturday? I don't want you to have to be that guy or that girl. Give me a call. I'll handle it for you. What, Chris?
Chris said he gets not wanting to help others move, but I don't want to pack my own stuff. I want others doing it. No, you don't understand. I will pack my own stuff. I have no problem with that. I will wrap my guns and pack stuff. And Ab is more the detail freak, so she's going to do the kitchen and things like that. Like, we've done this. We've moved across the country several times. I have done it, but I'll put it this way. We have considered moving across town. Not that we're not happy with where we are, but we've sniffed around. We kind of like this neighborhood, a little closer to the school, that kind of thing. People, hey, out of convenience, might you move? We have completely eliminated it because of moving, because I don't want to move. I won't move me. I'm never going to move you. The answer is no. And the only exception to this rule, I will say, because everybody's celebrating right now because everyone wants Jesse Kelly's jerk service to step in and help them. Again, we're going to change the name, Chris. The one group that probably can't use this, I'm sorry, is young men. Fellas, I don't want to hear any whining. Well, women, life is unfair, okay? Young men have to bear many burdens for society that other people do not have to bear. If you are a man, I will say 25 and under, and your buddy who is single, you're not obligated to go help your buddy's family of five move. If your buddy who is also single and young, if he's moving out of his apartment, and he needs help, because he only has like three things he needs help with. He's got a couch and a bed. Everyone knows what a young man has. You have to help him. He has to pay you back. He can pay you back in money, which he probably doesn't have, so don't set that aside. Or he can pay you back in pizza, or he can pay you back in beer, or something along those lines. It can be, you know, a tangible exchange. He owes you, and he will owe you a move assist. If you're a young man, 25 and under, you have an obligation. If you're older than that as a dude, no. The answer is no. If you're a woman at any age, no. Your wrists are too weak anyway. Just say no. You're not doing it. The answer is no. Don't help people move. I'm not doing it. What, Chris? What? See, that's the problem. Chris just said, because Chris is a sadist, he said, just move one guy and bang up the walls and they'll never help. And they'll never ask you again. Moving, it damages things no matter what. No matter what, things get damaged. And this is another reason you don't help people move, because you'll be moving, you know, the clock that grandma had back in 1853, and you'll bang it off the wall because you're already sweaty and you're tired and your back hurts and it's the end of the day. And you'll chip grandma's clock, and they'll get mad at you about it. Does it sound like I've been here before? They'll get mad at you. Hey, man, you put a dent in my washer dryer. Oh, really? Well, too bad I don't work at U-Haul. Go find somebody else to move you then for a six-pack of beer. This is another reason I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Don't call. Don't email. And if someone has asked you to move, you can call Jesse Kelly's Jerk Service, and we will be here to assist you any hour of the day. In fact, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats, or anyone you need me to be a jerk to, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, we're giving out a freebie to get business. This is how we get business in the door. It's like drug dealers who hand out the pot or whatever. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll talk immigration next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, if you want to celebrate something, how about this? Only 9 illegal immigrants released into the U.S. during Trump's first 100 days, a 99.99% drop from the same period under Biden. I know you might not be thrilled with everything. Maybe you are thrilled with everything, but that's very rare. People aren't thrilled with everything. No matter what else you say, they secured the border. And that's a really, really big deal, because the Biden administration did so much unending damage to this country. The Trump administration stepped in and secured the border.
And like we talked about in the first hour, remember when you hear these people discuss illegal immigrants, whatever word, undocumented, whatever word they want to put on it, remember that they're lying about every single thing they say. Michelle Obama, she hasn't shed a single tear or lost a minute of sleep for the illegals being deported.
Well, in this current climate for me, it's, you know, what's happening to immigrants. You know, so it's not the fear for myself anymore. I drive around in a four-car motorcade with a police escort. I'm Michelle Obama. I do still worry about my daughters in the world, even though they are somewhat recognizable. So my fears are for what I know is happening out there in streets all over the city. And now that we have leadership that is sort of indiscriminately determining who belongs and who doesn't, and we know that those decisions aren't being made.
Just remember, she's lying about every single word of that. Every single word, she's lying. She's lying about what's happening. She's lying about her feelings about it. But also remember, it's not that the communist is okay with lying. He believes he has to lie. He's instructed to lie. He's trying to lie.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
She knows they're only deporting illegals. She knows that these people, many of them are criminals. Actually, every single one of them is a criminal in some shape or form. She knows they make the lives of Americans worse in one way or another. But she also knows that the mass importation of foreigners is absolutely positively critical. It is the central pillar of global communism. And she knows that she has to sell your values to you in some way. So she talks about losing sleep over the poor illegals. Remember, they lie about everything all the time.
And here at home, we're seeing ICE has deported nearly 140,000 people, often with no due process or real hearings.
You're yelling into the microphone that they don't deserve due process. They don't deserve hearings. If you were to give them due process and hearings, it would take like 10,000 years. Well, she knows that too. They're lying about everything all the time. And it's not an accident. They're not misguided. They're not naive. The DAs aren't soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They lie about everything, and they lie on purpose. The media didn't miss Joe Biden's cognitive decline. They didn't miss it. They covered it up on purpose.
This is not a media failure. This is a failure of the Democratic Party. And I just sort of the virtue signaling that some people have done to try to say that the media missed this story. They didn't miss this story. So, it's not like this. This isn't WMDs, where the White House worked with the mainstream media to manufacture a story that did not exist. That was a press failure. This was not that failure. This is an attempt by some to virtue signal, and it's this horrible sort of pitting different news organizations against each other, when ultimately the people at fault are Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Jill Biden, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, every elected member of Congress.
They just lied to us. No, they didn't. You covered it up to help them out. Now you're trying to fade the heat. Now, remember what we were talking about how the elites and the streets are two different divisions of communism, always have been, always will be. And remember how many times I've told you, what are the streets not allowed to do? You're allowed to make the transition from street animal into being an elite. You can get out of that protest and get elected to Congress or something like that. But what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to bring your street animal ways with you in a way that hurts the elites. That you're not allowed. You have to leave some of your barbarian ways in the streets. Why is Jamal Bowman not in Congress anymore? Well, it's really quite simple. Jamal Bowman was a career street animal communist activist, got elected to Congress, could not set aside his animal ways, and found himself pulling fire alarms, making life hard for the elites. Bup, bup, bup. Primary challenge. Goodbye. So sad. See you later. David Hogg, vice chair of the DNC. Headline, Native American woman gets a chance to topple Hogg at the DNC. They're going to take out David Hogg. David Hogg is this community street animal pretending to be a survivor of a school shooting. He's made a lot of hay, got himself a Harvard education out of the whole thing, and then decided he wanted to, okay, this street life isn't for everybody. He wanted some of the finer things in life. So get yourself as vice chair of the DNC. You're flying first class, baby. Private jets, fancy parties. But he couldn't set aside his street animal ways. Started talking about challenging Democrats in primaries. And now he's going to be gone soon. The streets aren't allowed to challenge the elites. Do you enjoy history, by the way? There's all the historical context for all this stuff. What if Hillsdale College would teach you some history for free? You know they will. Hillsdale College will teach you things for free. It's available for everybody. You, me, everybody. You have access to a computer, smartphone. Right now, Hillsdale is offering more than 40 courses, not classes, entire courses, free for people who listen to my show. If you go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse and enroll, there's no cost. You want to take their newest one, Understanding Capitalism? You'll forget more about capitalism than your friends will ever know. Hillsdale will teach you for free. hillsdale.edu/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Deep state federal employees defying Trump orders caught on video. Yes, just a reminder that the United States government is absolutely full of committed communists who are going to subvert everything we do, and we can't succeed until we get the little parasites out. I do have an underground tunnel. Watch Mark Zuckerberg brag about his Hawaiian doomsday bunker. Fellas, ego is one of those things that brings us all down. If you ever do get an underground tunnel, an underground bunker, something for doomsday, it generally is preferred if you don't let the entire general public know, because then somebody with more guns than you shows up, shoots you in the face, and takes over your bunker. The Army made a tank it doesn't need and can't use. Now it's figuring out what to do with it. Yeah, but that would imply that the Army ever had a tank it knew how to use, which would be incorrect. All right. We will do this again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.